You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
The United Nations considers a war stopped even more important than a war won.
If our cities go down, in my opinion, our nation will go down.
You have to think about your dream and what you want to do.
All we were trying to do was just get music for all people.
It's recognized as the snow capital of the Midwest, which is quite a distinction for a town that no longer exists. It's Wednesday, time to talk our state's history, and today we continue exploring the ghost towns of Michigan. Here with us today, our partner from the Michigan History Center, Rachel Clark. And Rachel, today we're going way, way up north, aren't we, to the Keweenaw Peninsula and the Upper Peninsula, focusing on what used to be Delaware, Michigan. To start out, where was Delaware?
Delaware sits right off M-41 up in the Keweenaw Peninsula, so a little bit south and a little bit west of Copper Harbor.
All right. And what's its origin?
It is a mine town, or was a mine town. It originated as one of about half a dozen mines in that area. So it started in 1847, lasted until about 1887, producing copper. And so in that area, you get Pennsylvania mine, Minnesota mine, Wyoming mine, and Delaware mine.
Okay. So part of the big Upper Peninsula copper boom.
Yep, absolutely.
At its peak, at its glory days, just how big did Delaware get?
Delaware got pretty sizable for the area. The population grew from about 100 people to start in 1847 to close to, 1,000 people in its heyday. And at its highest production, it was pulling out 8 million pounds of copper total or mined in that time period. So it was sizable for the area.
And when would we say the heyday was?
About 1860s, a lot of different mining companies buy and sell these mines, and Delaware stays open for quite a bit of the time, but it really just isn't producing a lot of copper or a lot of money. It's really expensive to get the copper out of those mines. And so its heyday is in the 1860s, and then it just becomes, no matter how much money you throw at it, it's not pulling out enough copper.
So how long did it take the death cycle to last?
It was slow. In 1887 is the last bit of copper is pulled out of it. The mine town itself lasts for another 30 years-ish with men that are living there, but they're working in other mines. And as I said, Delaware was one of half a dozen mines in that area. So the other mines continue to run, but Delaware itself takes about 30 years of trying and hoping, and it just never comes back.
That is, it's a sad story and repeated so often. So it got just about 70 years of life, this town.
It did. It did.
So the final straw was the copper ended, and then around the town, is that what finally killed it? Is the other mines gave out?
The other mines start to give out as well. And as I said, it's very difficult to get the copper out of those mines. The deeper you go and the tougher it is. Plus, they were pulling up a bunch of rock with it. So it's really expensive to process the copper out of that rock. And it took forever, but it just couldn't do it, couldn't last.
Mm. So if people are driving, to the Keweenaw Peninsula today, what would they see left of Delaware?
You have some old buildings. You have an old pump house, an old engine house, old boiler house, the remains of all those in the ruins. You can also still tour the mine, which I did many years ago with my husband. And it's a really cool tour. You get to go down about 100 feet to the first level, and you can see what the copper looks like when it's in the mine, and they talk about how miners mined it. There was a skunk there, a pet skunk that they owned, that I have a picture of my husband petting the skunk. They're really nice people, and it is a very cool tour, not only the mine tour, but the walking tour of the remains.
Ooh.
So you can go up there.
You have given me something, and I think a lot of us, to put on our travel list for Michigan. Finally, Rachel, what is the story behind Delaware, Michigan being dubbed the snow capital of the Midwest?
Keweenaw County Road Commission uses that site to hold the unofficial snow records of the UP. On average, they get something like 240 inches of snow a year from that spot. So that's just the location they've chosen.
That is fascinating. Well, we all have a new to-do thing on our Travel Michigan list, and we want to thank you for that. The Michigan History Center's Rachel Clark sharing the story of the Upper Peninsula mining ghost town of Delaware, Michigan. Rachel, as always, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.